This is Morning Edition on 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. The bassist and vocalist for the punk trio The Dolly Rots say their move from Florida to Los Angeles in 2002 and forming their own record label a decade later have been shrewd life decisions. I spoke with co-founder Kelly Ogden ahead of their show in Bloomington Monday night. Ogden and husband Louis Cabezas went full-time with their three-piece band in Land O'Lakes, Florida, after being disillusioned by the presidential election of the year 2000. This is the band's most recent release. It's a 7-inch titled Get Radical. It's an overtly political song, but Ogden says, unlike the band's formation in the year 2000, this song isn't a reaction to the 2016 presidential election.
The craziest thing is, I wrote that song at the last minute in the studio. It was 2015. It really wasn't about the election or the election results. It was just about, you know, the way that I felt the world was at the moment. And then the election happened. I was like, oh my gosh, this song is, it's even more powerful right now. And I didn't even intend for it to be that way, which also goes to show that it doesn't matter who's in power. There's still a lot of things that need to change.
The reason you wrote the song, did it have anything to do with your kids?
Yeah, I was having a daughter. I have a 5-year-old son and I have a 2-year-old daughter. And part of it was looking at the world in a slightly different way. I mean, I am a woman. I was a wild young woman once. And I started looking at situations and looking at news stories and realizing that I was going to have to help a young woman navigate in this world. And there were just some injustices that I kind of couldn't believe still existed, that the lyrics are about, you know, a rape case where, you know, the guy pretty much gets off scot-free. But I think it's something about, you know, shoplifting versus raping. And, you know, the guy that shoplifted got a harsher sentence. And, you know, it's about pay discrepancies between men and women. And, you know, there are just a lot of things that somehow are still an issue. And so I was feeling that very strongly with that little baby in my belly.
Listening to the song Because I'm Awesome by the Dolly Rots. Kelly Ogden from the band is on Skype, and this is GLT Sound Ideas. The song comes from the 2007 album of the same name. This is when you were recording on Joan Jett's label, Blackheart. Not long after that, a couple years after that, you left that label for doing your own thing. Was there a breaking point as to not wanting to be on a bigger label or a major label?
Yeah, I mean, what happens, we put out 2 records with Blackheart Records, this one, Because I'm Awesome, and also A Little Messed Up. And right around the time A Little Messed Up was coming out, we saw people doing the crowdsource campaigns. At that point, we were planning, you know, okay, we do want to have kids eventually. You know, how can we make this a stable business, which is really weird to say as musicians. And so we kind of crunched numbers, and it just made more sense to do it ourselves. We could hire out a lot of the same people that, you know, an indie label would hire out for PR. There were just a lot of things that we had as an established band that we could utilize. That being said, we definitely needed those first 3 albums on the indie labels to establish ourselves as a band and learn how an indie label worked, so that way we could go and make our own indie label.
You know, if you're with even an indie label, but especially maybe a major label, could you still do those kinds of DIY type things? Or is there no need to do that because someone else is doing it for you?
We always did. You know, whatever a label was willing to do, we did as much as we could in tandem. You know, it becomes a financial struggle because we've been a touring band always. And when we tour, you know, we might make a bit or break even. But you know, tour is expensive, and as we've had children and had to, you know, add to the touring party, it's gotten even more expensive. And so the touring is kind of a reward. And then we hope to make good financial decisions as far as, you know, merchandising and getting the music out there. So it's a balance, just like any business, of, you know, how much you could spend for promotion versus how much you've got to hang on to. So when you're with a label, ideally they do a lot of that, and that takes a burden off of you.
Let's play some music. Ruby Soho is also on that 7-inch I was talking about, the Get Radical one. Let's play a little bit of that. So this is a Rancid song that you're covering. Does Rancid fit into the bands that might have inspired you?
Oh, definitely. Lewis and I grew up in the middle of Florida, and there wasn't, you know, a indie music culture that we were aware of in any way. It was just, you know, top 40 radio for the most part. But then we saw like a Lookout Records catalog, and you know, that was the first time that I was like, wait, there's more music than what's on the radio? And I kind of started to slowly figure it out. And so, yeah, Lookout Records was the first, you know, place where I could find a whole bunch of music that I really liked. And, you know, one band would lead to another. And the other time that happened was with Nirvana, because we were in high school in the mid-90s. So, of course, we love Nirvana, but they always brought amazing bands out on tour that would, you know, send us down a little like wormhole of awesome bands. And so that's how it, you know, we discovered the Vaseline's and the Pixies.
Kelly Ogden from the Dolly Rots on GLT Sound Ideas. You said you moved to Los Angeles right out of college.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't intending to do music at that time necessarily, but it turned into probably a smart move on your part for wanting someone to ended up doing music, right?
We kind of joke sometimes that we're like the Forrest Gumps of punk rock or something. We have just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and we try to always be prepared, and we always say yes. So, you know, one day we were both at our day jobs. I worked at the California Science Center, their live animal exhibits. And then Lewis was working in a science lab, like pipetting samples all day. And we left work early to go on some random audition that somebody was like, you guys should go audition for this thing I saw. And it ended up being a Hewlett Packard commercial that ran in all AMC theaters before The Lord of the Rings came out. And, you know, by doing that, we met our producer because he produced the music for the commercial. And then that record became the one that we self-released that then got put on, you know, Rodney Bingenheimer's show on K-Rock. And then, you know, then we started playing a lot more around LA, and then Lookout Records picked it up. And that was kind of, you know, the snowball that started us taking the band seriously.
It sounds like both you and Lewis have some abilities as far as academically. You can go in some certain directions, but you decided to stick with music full time.
Yeah.
This is a tough business. Why are you sticking with music?
I think it's truly the thing that makes us both happiest, besides each other, which is also kind of crazy. It's something that we do together. And even in the times that are challenging, you know, there's a record cycle. And as soon as you're finished with the record cycle before you start the new one, there's this low point where you start wondering like, oh, does anybody even care about this band anymore? Should we, you know, put in the effort of another album? And, you know, usually we're like, all right, we'll just do one more. And every time we do it, it just gets better and better. And, you know, we love traveling and touring. And there was a time when I was about ready to finish. I was like, you know, I'll just go be a high school science teacher or just see what that path would be like at this point, because I feel like I could be happy doing just about anything in life. I don't know. It's just now that we have kids, it's different touring again. And, you know, I've been to all these places a whole bunch of times, but now I get to bring my kids, and now I see it in a different way. And I get to send the 5-year-old skateboarding through Bloomington, Illinois or something, where I never really thought that was going to be something I would do in life. And I'm just super grateful for it. And I think Lewis would say the same thing. We just have this drive inside to do it, and I can't stop.